Three of the most memorable recent movies about America's experience in war have not been about winning or losing.
When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man?"
Black Hawk Down was about a small skirmish in Somalia that ended badly for American troops in an unresolved and forgotten war.
What's the best way to go about disarming one of these things?
The way you don't die, sir.
Hurt Locker was about a man's life trapped in the destiny of disarming deadly IED explosives in Iraq.
Hey, Mikey, I'm about ready to punch that time card. Do it.
Lone Survivor was about an ill-fated patrol in Afghanistan and a futile, pointless battle against the Taliban. The new Clint Eastwood film, American Sniper, was the surprise highest-grossing movie of the holiday weekend. The film stars Bradley Cooper and is based on the real story of U.S. Navy SEAL and elite sniper Chris Kyle.
Tell me why you do it. Come on. I want to understand.
Babe, I do it for you. You know that I do it to protect you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I'm here. Your family is here. Your children have no father.
You'll have to serve my country.
You don't know when to quit.
Sniper, distinct from the other films I mentioned, has had great success at the box office. The other films are download hits and very popular with Iraq and Afghanistan vets. Is there something about this Eastwood film, finding an American winner in Chris Kyle's story? Or is it timing? Americans are finally able to more deeply examine the consequences of the Iraq experience for the first time. Robert McKee is an award-winning author and lecturer on film. Robert, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, John.
What do you think is going on with American Sniper? Some folks have tweeted that it represents a kind of closure for some veterans, and that's what the success is about. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure that's a part of it. I know that there's was a tremendous curiosity in America to understand this war and try to understand what it was like to fight in this war, what the point of the war was. In the same way that many years ago, Apocalypse Now raised the same sort of big questions in America's mind about Vietnam, but it didn't answer them very well. This film, I think, does address those questions. But I think it's more than that. I mean, when people try to go back and figure out what's a hit and what's a miss and why, there's always some magic. There's always something that's really unexplainable in the kind of chemistry that connects between a film and an audience and makes such an enormous difference.
What we experienced after Vietnam, I remember, was, you know, there was Apocalypse Now, which was very much an anti-war film, it seemed. And then you had movies like Platoon, which was very much, and Rambo, which, you know, really ratcheted up a sense of the point of view of American soldiers. Will we see similar kinds of arguments, distinct views of the war playing out on the screen as we get away from the Iraq and Afghanistan experiences?
It's possible. I mean, war is I hate to say this, but a kind of gold mine for storytelling. The conflict is instantaneous. The morality has to be sorted out. And I think one of the reasons for the success of American Sniper is that it does try its best to somehow sort out the morality. I mean, in the past, the notion of being a sniper always had a negative connotation, no matter who was sniping. I mean, it's an ambush. It just always seems somehow unfair that the sniper cannot be seen and killing people who are, you know, in plain view and unaware. I mean, that always had a kind of unheroic connotation to it. To turn that into a positive is, in a sense, a one way, at least, to rationalize America in the Middle East. There's a lot of negative feelings throughout the country about our involvement from 9/11 on. And this film tries to sort the good from the evil, the right from the wrong, personalize it, and certainly dramatize it with tremendous effect. I mean, as a thriller, as a combat story, it raises your temperature with tremendous effect. I mean, it's extremely exciting, and that causes a great word of mouth.
Well, let's talk a little.
But people want to see it on Friday, and obviously Saturday and Sunday, the cinemas were full.
certainly there's something about the experience of seeing the film that is moving people. And I'm wondering if the metaphor of Americans being in a kind of sniper's perch, civilians back home in the United States, projecting American power into the Middle East is a deliberate metaphor on Clint Eastwood's part. And what about PTSD? It seems like this movie makes PTSD a much more mainstream experience for the millions of soldiers coming back.
Yes, and of course, all of these films, by the way, are all biopics. Hurt Locker, Lone Survivor, Black Hawk Down, they're all about, you know, real guys. And in this story, this poor protagonist manages to overcome all of that terrible stress and disruption of war, only to be killed by somebody who could not. And the irony of that is pretty grim. So there is some positive, certainly, sense of a guy surviving the war and coming home in this film, but it's ironized repeatedly. And so I can't feel that people felt a particular uplift from this film, but I think it did help satisfy, answer some questions. Also, I think, by the way, there's another possible explanation for the success. The marketing of this film was brilliant. Starting with the title, American Sniper. Hurt Locker is a phrase from military jargon that people would know, and they'd have to wait to see the TV ads to understand that it's a war film. Same thing, Lone Survivor could have been a story about somebody on a desert island. And again, you needed clips to see that it was actually a combat story. Fury was another one, just set in World War II, that was the title's ambiguous. But American Sniper, I mean, when you go to see that film, you know exactly what you're going to see. And consequently, that kind of clarity of marketing sets an audience up to sit down and get into exactly what it's about. And so the marketing was excellent. And titling films is an often overlooked art. I mean, it really takes great thought.
Well, it's interesting because, Clint Eastwood appears to have defied the conventional wisdom and decided not to hide the identity of this movie, as some of these others did, which does make this a moment in time that's right to say, hey, this is a war movie and audiences are going to respond. Robert McKee, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome, John. Thank you.
Robert McKee is an award-winning author and lecturer on the art of film.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.